Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, Heidi, Heather, and Grace Bieber talk about living in remote villages in Alaska before moving to Petersburg.
We started out in Barrow, Alaska in 1999. We left Billings, Montana to go to the top of the world, known as the most northern part in all of North America. We went there because I got a teaching job in Apollock Elementary.
I was always so curious, like, how did you get the call? It seems like out of all the places you could have gotten a teaching offer from, why Barrow, Alaska? A crazy kind of place.
Well, I think it was kind of a surprise to us all because I wasn't planning on coming to Alaska. I actually was applying for a position in Billings. There was a gentleman from Barrow that was recruiting and got a hold of my resume at Eastern Montana College, and he just called and said, how would you like to go there? And I said, I'm not sure. He said, well, come interview with us first. And he showed me the pictures of the school, which was impressive, the indoor playground, the baleen, the trees that were palm trees made out of baleen that were there, just mm-hmm. to let people feel like maybe once in a while they were on the beach in Hawaii or something. What do you remember about saying goodbye to the sun? Do you remember that fun activity we did at the school where we held hands and we made a big circle around the school?
We all gathered around and there was a helicopter flying over, mm-hmm. and we said a little chant or something, and that was the last time it went down for 3 months.
And then there was that time where we were on the beach, and, you know, and there's that big whale that was being harvested.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every once in a while, they have this thing where they, catch one and bring one in and harpoon them. And they all, like, a huge line of people will tug at it, bring it in, cut it all up, and start selling whale blubber to eat.
All just on the beach.
Well, we were in Barrow just for a year, and I took a job that was offered to me in King Cove, Alaska. But I was pretty worried about it because Barrow was an adjustment in itself, but then going to almost out in the Aleutians seemed even more remote to me.
And small.
Yeah, and it did turn out just being much more difficult to get into.
The airplanes were really
small,
too. They only fit about 3 or 4 people, and they could get really bumpy sometimes. You'd be hitting your head on the top of the airplane, and sometimes ladies would be scared, and they'd be screaming and holding on to you.
It sometimes felt like you were going to die up there.
Yeah,
it was shaking so hard. It was a totally small plane. It would be like sideways.
Yeah.
Almost.
Oh, and the airport. What I remember about the airport is the only airport I've ever been to where their airport was actually just a little tiny shack. And there was a payphone in there that didn't work. And that was all that there was.
Yeah.
If you didn't have arrangements for a ride, you may or may not be able to get into King Cove.
Into town.
It would be about a 7-mile walk.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to watch for the grizzly bears.
Because one time we were driving up to the airport, and a grizzly bear mom and, like, her 3 cubs crossed the road right in front of us. They were, like, tumbling down the mountain.
Uh-huh.
If we were out of our car or had to walk or something, I cannot even imagine what would have happened. But it was so amazing to see them up close, because that was the first time and, like, the last time we were ever that close.
Yeah. There was always, like, a bear behind our house, too. We had, like, a mountain, and it was always kind of up there.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the summer.
Yeah.
We'd see different bears, and every once in a while there'd be a warning at night or something. Everybody stay in your houses, there's a bear, like, running around Rams Creek or something. Make sure your kids are inside.
Yeah.
When we first came to Petersburg, I looked around, and I'm like, this place is huge. I can't believe there's a main street, there's tall buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And when some people would say that it was small and stuff, I'm like, I'm just still getting used to the size, actually.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.